I'm joined now by RNZ business editor Giles Beckford. And Giles, the services sector looks to have received a shot in the arm.
Thank you, Max. Yes, it may not have been a COVID-19 shot in the arm, but the opening of the Trans-Tasman bubble and no lockdowns have lifted activity in the services sector to record highs. The BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Service Index is up 8 points on the March month before to 61.2. That's the highest in all time. The surge in activity is being fuelled by strong gains in employment, sales and new orders, although supplier deliveries remain a weak point with many firms struggling with disruptions in supply chains. BNZ senior economist Craig Ebert says the strong result is interesting given that trading in retail services, hospitality and tourism businesses was relatively flat for the month.
The one that really stood out for April was a category called cultural, recreation and personal. And that relates to, you know, obviously sporting activities and also cultural events. And I think it was those big, large events which were probably restricted most by the COVID restriction levels in earlier months. So they might have seen a much more relief. You know, basically hold big events all of a sudden. So, again, the rates of growth on that might not be sustained, but those are some of the industries. Property was also one that stood out as with a lot of strength. But by and large, you know, fairly widespread rate of expansion.
Craig Ebert, senior economist at the BNZ. Electricity generator and retailer Trustpower's underlying profits have edged higher on the back of growth in its retail business. The company's net profit for the year ended March fell 69% to $30.7 million. But that includes changes in the value of the financial instruments it uses to reduce the impact of volatile wholesale prices. And the previous year also had a gain from selling a business. The more relevant figure, leaving aside one-off items, was up 7% to just over $200 million, with the retail business the main driver. Revenue was down 4% to nearly $953 million, with flat generation earnings following the dry spell across much of the country. Trustpower's chief executive, David Prentice, says the outlook for the current year is dependent on rain.
What we can say with some surety is that if we, you know, to kind of state the obvious, if we don't get some fairly significant hydro inflows over the next 4 to 6 weeks, certainly this winter is going to be tricky enough, let alone then coming into a potentially dry spring and dry summer, and then having to deal with at the same time again next year. I guess the question of a dry 22 is probably, in my head, is as important as a dry 21.
That's David Prentice, chief executive of Trustpower. He says the company is still doing the review of possible sale of its retail business. ANZ Bank is using cheap Reserve Bank funds to back a special low-rate mortgage for new home building. The bank is using the RBNZ's no-strings-attached funding for lending program for the new scheme, borrowing from the central bank at 0.25% to back its low 1.79% offer. It aims to issue 1,000 new loans in the next year to both investors and owner-occupiers, with a rebate for customers building energy-efficient homes. The bank's general manager of retail banking, Craig Sims, accepts there are blockages in the construction sector, but says they're aiming to encourage house building rather than house buying.
We hope that lots of people get in behind ASB and our Back My Build focus. Not just, you know, it's not just about the banks, it's all of us getting behind and working that through over the things. This is more than just the next 12 months, right? This is available from today forward as part of our campaign to help the supply issues. We'll work with our customers and with suppliers and others to make sure that we can help customers benefit from that.
That's Craig Sims, General Manager of Retail Banking at ASB. Well, it's just a few hours to the first flights between New Zealand and the Cook Islands as the travel bubble opens. The Cook's economy is heavily dependent on tourism. It was shrinking 6% last year. There had been a forecast before the bubble was announced, mind you, that it could even shrink further this year. The head of ANZ banking operations in the Cook Islands, Bernadette Shaw, is not getting too carried away about the impact of the resumption of travel and tourism, but says there's a clear lift in sentiment. She says, like businesses around the world, locals have taken the opportunity to reduce their vulnerability and reshape themselves.
Change they'd wanted to make for a long time, but hadn't been confident enough to do, and it sort of gave them the catalyst to do it. And that's, as I said, not just the banking industry. Look at our customers and the way they've had to pivot and change and look at their business models critically and think about, you know, how do they protect themselves from these types of scenarios in the future? Do they create digital platforms online so their market is not just one-dimensional?
That's Bernadette Shaw, head of the ANZ Bank in the Cook Islands. Let's catch up on the markets now with Michael Grace of Jarden Securities. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
Good afternoon, Giles.
Well, after 8 days of losses on the local stock exchange, at least I saw a glimpse of a rise. Is it still going that way?
We should be thankful for small mercies indeed. It's been a positive but subdued start to the week's trading. The NZX 50 is currently up 30 points or 0.24% to 12,398. Looking at today's movers, A2 Milk is down 16 cents to $5.87. Heartland Group is up 2 cents to $1.88. Precinct Properties is up 3 cents to $1.64. Scales Corp is up 5 cents to $4.44. And Trustpower, which reported its full year 21 results today, is down 2 cents to $8.31.
Just time for a headline figure from Australia, if you would, and then the currency.
Yeah, positive start in the ASX 200, up 29 points to 7,043.
So, New Zealand dollars faring okay?
A little weaker at the moment across the board. Is currently buying 72.37 US cents, 93.12 Australian cents, 51.34 British pence, 59.60 Euro cents, 79.24 Japanese yen, and 4.65 Chinese yuan.
Which leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
The 90-day bank bill is currently at 0.38%. Brent crude is at $68.86 a barrel, and gold is at $1,845 US dollars an ounce.
Thank you very much. That's Michael Grace of Jarden Securities. Time just to tell you that property investor Precinct Properties, offering up to $100 million in green bonds, six-year fixed rate, and it will accept oversubscriptions up to another $50 million. It will pay a minimum 2.85% interest rate. And Good Spirits Hospitality, the listed bar owner, says it's in discussions to possibly purchase a new venue, remembering that the company pulled out of a deal to buy three inner-city bars in Wellington last month. News and numbers updated in Checkpoint around 5:30, but for now, Max, that's business.